You are about to experience the Jerry Banfield Show. We hope it'll help you live, learn, and love your best today. Thank you very much for your willingness to listen to the ads at the beginning of each show, because you can feel great knowing you're helping me earn a few cents every ad you listen to. When we add all the cents up, that gives me enough to record this podcast for you almost every day. The Jerry Banfield Udemy Band story. How I went from $0 in earnings on Udemy in 2014 to over $600,000 and a final suspension in 2016 to today, where I've consistently coached Udemy instructors the whole time, and I'm building my own platform that others have told me has a chance to be a competitor with Udemy and Skillshare. How did we get here today, and can I keep the story under 10 minutes? Let's find out. How did I originally join Udemy in 2014? I found a post on the Warrior Forum where someone asked where my online course was. I had a system to get a lot of Facebook likes for cheap using Facebook ads, and somebody wanted to take my full course. I said, I don't have one. What do you even mean online courses? They gave me a link to Udemy, and I saw the Facebook ads courses weren't very good there. I tried to put my free webinar from YouTube straight onto Udemy. They rejected the course. I went through and made a quick free course. They accepted that. Then I updated my original Facebook ads course. I took 12 hours in one day, filmed the entire course after buying a better microphone and getting some screen capture software, which is Camtasia. I filmed the whole course, uploaded it to Udemy, they approved it, and initially that course made almost nothing in sales. I tried to sell it, I was so frustrated that after only two people buying it in the first several months of 2014, I just gave it away. I said, this is dumb, nobody's taking the course anywhere, might as well just give it away. So I put out a bunch of free coupons to it all over the place, and those free coupons helped get some initial reviews, get some initial students, get some watch time, and those free students and the continued improvements I made to the course helped get me to a month where Udemy promoted my course for me, and I made $1,000 in instructor earnings in July 2014. I was so excited. I'm like, wow, this actually has some real potential even to be passive income, that I can get courses up and it'll just keep making money. At the same time, the key thing in my personal life, I was 90 days sober after drinking my business and my health nearly to the end. I was starting to think about other people and having the courage to do what I loved. I started getting my life in a position to help other people and start dropping things I didn't like doing and wasn't doing very well in my business. I started to focus more on Udemy, and thousands of dollars kept coming in every month for the sales. I got more and more excited until in October, the sales actually went down as I made some changes that weren't very good. Then in November for Black Friday, after I made some positive changes and kept giving the course away and getting more students in, then $6,000 in sales, almost all on my Facebook ads course. At which point I said, wow, this is incredible. I'm going all in on this. I'm dropping everything else I'm doing in my business. I'm just going to do Udemy. I saw that if I would just do two videos a day on Udemy, 7 days a week, that I could easily do it full time. That's what I started doing. I produced over the next 2 years, 2,400 plus videos that I uploaded to Udemy on over 70 courses. The sales actually went down from Black Friday in December into around a couple thousand, at which point I found a course from an instructor saying how he was making $1,000 a day on Udemy. I took his courses, I looked through them, I said, if this instructor can make $1,000 a day, I can do $2,000 a day. I have subjects I can teach better than he's teaching, plus I can do much more than he's doing. And that's what I did. I started hiring freelancers. I borrowed $50,000 of personal loans so that I'd have money in the bank. I'd stop trying to make money in the short term and I'd focus completely on the long term and on Udemy. And that's what I did. I literally used the money I'd borrowed to pay freelancers to make in-demand courses, as I got frustrated saying, I can't make a course on ethical hacking, But this guy on Upwork for $10 an hour can make it. Let's go. I'll hire him. He'll make the course. I'll put it up and sell it. And then I put previews up on YouTube and sold it. I spent hundreds of thousands of dollars over the next year in paid ads to promote my courses. Several of my courses triggered off and got into bestseller positions. I had bestseller spots in several different categories. Over the next year, I will become a top 10 instructor on Udemy with up to $90,000 in 1 month of earnings over $2 million in sales on my Udemy courses in total, and hundreds of thousands of students by June 2016, at which point Udemy sent me an email absolutely out of the blue saying my account had received a final suspension and all of my courses were taken down, and that was it. I tried to, and they even uninvited me from Udemy Live and refunded my plane ticket. I was blown away, and I did a video at the time, which it mostly was a sales pitch for new things I was doing. I've looked back over the 3 years since then, and I can see the one area I created a lot of trouble in was with my relationships with co-instructors. I was so busy competing and trying to win, I didn't think about my co-instructors or the community that much. I only thought about myself, my sales, and the students. I didn't think much about other instructors, and a lot of other instructors got aggravated, complained to Udemy about me. The one thing I did is I made an incentivized review system that was obnoxious. The top instructors on Udemy in early 2014, all the ones I saw had incentivized review systems, which Udemy since then has taken a very hard stance against. I even got permission from Udemy with the exact incentivized review system. I talked to them in a Skype call. The girl said, you can do that. That's okay. As long as you don't pay people for a certain result, you can do that. Then just a month later, they took all my incentivized reviews off, plus a bunch of legitimate reviews. I complained very vocally. I called out other instructors who had 10 times as many incentivized reviews. None of them were removed. And then I caused a bunch of trouble in the post I made. And then it seems like the relationship with Udemy on their end, it seemed like they didn't like me after that, even though my courses were still making a ton of sales from the whole system I'd set up and the whole system they already had in place, especially Google Organic Search. The Google Organic Search sales are one of the best parts about being on Udemy, and I had a ton of top places in Google Organic Search. The most ridiculous thing I did, I spent about $3,000 to $5,000 sending edible arrangements at the end of 2015 to almost every single Udemy staff member. Two of them sent me thank you messages for those like $50 each edible arrangements. I just sent them relentlessly to the headquarters. I read some book about saying how that I could have a good relationship with them. That way they did have a call with me and basically said that if I screwed anything up, this was in September 2015, that if I messed anything up, they were going to get rid of me. Even the smallest little mistake, they were going to get rid of me because basically they didn't like what I'd done before, which from what I can see was speaking out and calling other instructors out for problems on Udemy. That's what I can see they really didn't like. And then they followed through that. Now, what have I done since then? I've now launched my own course platform. I've earned lots of money on other course platforms. I've been coaching instructors on Udemy the entire time to maximize their earnings. And I'm very grateful for the chance to do that. I've helped several instructors get to 10,000 plus a month on Udemy to duplicate the results I've got and to be able to teach full-time online. My advice today is this: put your courses on Udemy. Don't promote them at all. Always promote your own platform. Get your own Thinkific is what I use. Get your own Thinkific, put your courses on there, promote that. Take the money from Udemy, but don't give them anything except your course. Give them your course, take the money, and don't do anything else with Udemy. Forget competing, focus on giving value, and put your own course on your platform and help the people that want to take your courses. You can sell courses for much higher than $10 on your own platform. You can sell coaching and services. Do it all on your own platform. If I had to do it over again, I would not promote my courses on Udemy. I would just give free coupons away, put courses up, and send everyone to my own platform. I would have made double, if not 10 plus times as much in the long term doing it that way. I promised myself this video would be under 10 minutes. Thank you very much for watching this. I love you. You're awesome. This is the Jerry Banfield Udemy Ban Story.